Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 25. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea und wir freuen uns sehr darüber, hier zu sein.
Wir freuen uns sehr. So that is not we're looking forward to, but we're already excited about,
genau.
Because you said über.
Genau, sehr gut.
I'm getting this. Good, good, good. Okay, last time we were looking at these interesting reflexive verbs, and this time we're taking that a little further because we're talking about those reflexive verbs in the perfect tense.
Genau.
Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit. Und du?
Ja, ich bin bereit. Also, los geht's. Okay, to begin with, perhaps we should do a little bit of review of these reflexive verbs. Let's just conjugate one verb before we go any further, okay? Which verb would you like us to conjugate? Pick a tricky one, Andrea.
Why don't we look at one we discussed in the bonus section last time, which maybe some listeners didn't hear.
Okay, good idea.
Sich sorgen um.
Sich sorgen um. Okay, so that's to worry about something.
Genau.
We've heard the phrase keine Sorge, no worries, but sich sorgen um, to worry. So could you give us each of the persons of the verb, but can we give something different each time that each person's worrying about?
Ja, klar.
Okay, so do you want to kick things off?
Ja, gern. Ich sorge mich um mein Sofa.
Oh dear, you're still worried about your sofa.
Yes, it didn't look good after the cat attacked it.
Okay, what about du?
Du sorgst dich um deine Kinder.
You worry about your children.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe they're off on a journey alone,
okay,
or something,
right,
like this. Yeah?
Okay. What about he?
Er sorgt sich um seine Mutter.
He worries about his mother.
Yes.
Sie?
Sie sorgt sich um ihr Auto.
She worries about her car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about wir?
Wir sorgen uns um den Planeten.
Ah, so we are worried about the planet.
Genau.
Okay. What about ihr?
Ihr sorgt euch um alles.
Ah, you all worry about everything.
Ja, genau.
And finally, sie?
Sie sorgen sich um die Zukunft.
So they are worried about the future.
Genau, sehr gut.
Right. I suppose worrying about things is maybe not the most positive of topics. So let's move on from this.
Genau.
Will we do some practice just before we continue about what we covered last time?
Ich habe ein paar Fragen für dich.
Ach, wie immer, okay.
Mark, erinnerst du dich an unseren ersten Unterricht zusammen?
Ich erinnere mich an unseren ersten Unterricht zusammen. Das war sehr nett.
Dein Deutsch hat sich seither stark verbessert, denkst du nicht?
Ah, danke, ja, ich denke auch.
Ja.
Okay.
Bei welchem Thema musst du dich noch am meisten konzentrieren?
I don't even know how to say it in German. On which topic must I concentrate most? Ich muss mich am meisten konzentrieren bei die possessive Pronomen.
Bei den possessiven Pronomen.
I think just cases in general.
Ja, ich weiß.
That's the difficult bit.
Aber freust du dich auf den Unterricht heute?
Ja, ich freue mich sehr.
Sehr gut. Wir beschäftigen uns heute mit den reflexiven Verben, aber im Perfekt.
Okay, beschäftigen, sich beschäftigen.
We deal with or we get busy with.
Okay, so yeah, because beschäftigt means busy, doesn't it? Okay,
yeah.
So we're getting busy with reflexive verbs, but this time in the perfect.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay.
Erinnerst du dich, wie man den Perfekt bildet?
You're really testing me today.
Genau.
Okay. Ja, ich erinnere mich. Okay, let's see. Wir benutzen haben oder sein und dann das Verb im Partizip 2?
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay.
I'm really impressed. And I also have some good news.
Right.
Because when we're looking at the reflexive verbs in the perfect, we don't use any sign as auxiliary verbs.
So it's only having verbs.
Yeah, genau.
Excellent. And that's interesting because I guess when I always compare from language to language, if we think about reflexive verbs in French or reflexive verbs in Italian,
I know.
Then we do need to think about être or essere.
Exactly.
But in German, we're really focusing on haben here.
So you see, German is easy.
Moving on. let's put a sentence together and then see if we can put it from the present into the perfect.
Genau, super. Also, ich fürchte mich vor Schlangen.
Right, so I am afraid of snakes.
Ja, genau.
Right, so ich fürchte mich vor Schlangen. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we look at sich fürchten, that's our verb.
Mm-hmm.
And in the particip 2, it's gefürchtet.
So that's so regular.
Regular.
Gefürchtet.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I try to see what happens here? So I have myself for snakes scared.
Mm-hmm, genau.
Okay. Ich habe mich vor Schlangen gefürchtet.
Super, sehr gut.
So that means I have been scared of snakes. I was scared of snakes.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So you might still be scared of snakes. Maybe there was a certain situation where you encountered a snake. And
then that's when I became scared.
Genau.
Okay, let's try a few more sentences with this system, this process.
Ich treffe mich mit Thomas.
Right, so treffen.
Mm-hmm. Careful, irregular.
Yeah. I think I've seen this somewhere before. Mm-hmm. Does it become getroffen?
Genau, sehr gut.
So, ich habe mich mit Thomas getroffen.
Super.
So we've got the Verbklammer there round the whatever it is mm-hmm. that we're mm-hmm. meeting up with here. Ich habe mich mit Thomas getroffen.
Yes, so I could even say where you met Thomas. So ich habe mich mit Thomas vor dem Supermarkt getroffen.
Okay, and if you wanted to add in at what time?
Ja, ich habe mich um 12 mit Thomas vor dem Supermarkt getroffen.
Okay, I don't think I would have known which part of that would come in which order, but I'm sure we'll cover that at some point.
Yeah, very soon.
Okay, good. I look forward to that. Ich freue mich sehr darauf.
Ja, natürlich, ich auch.
Okay, so ich habe mich mit Thomas getroffen. Let's do another one.
Mm-hmm. Helene beschwert sich über ihre kalte Suppe.
Right, so Helene is obviously not Scottish.
Nein.
Helene beschwert sich über ihre kalte Suppe. Helene hat sich über ihre kalte Suppe beschwert.
Ja, sehr gut, beschwert.
So that time, because the actual infinitive starts with a be,
yeah,
we would make it ge. Okay.
Super, yeah. So I could even say where she did that.
Mm-hmm.
Helene.
Can I try that?
Yeah.
Okay, Helene hat sich im Restaurant über ihre kalte Suppe beschwert.
Genau, sehr gut. We could even say to whom she did that.
Okay.
So, Helene hat sich im Restaurant beim Kellner über ihre kalte Suppe beschwert.
Right, so Helene complained to the waiter in the restaurant about her cold soup.
Genau, super.
And if she complained, I'm just taking this further, if she complained angrily, where would that go?
Helene hat sich im Restaurant wütend beim Kellner über ihre kalte Suppe beschwert.
Right, so what was the adverb there for angrily?
Wütend.
Wütend, okay. But we could be putting any adverb in there.
Genau,
and it still goes in the verb klammer.
Ja, genau, yeah. But there is obviously also the possibility to take the adverb out of the verb klammer and to put it at the beginning of a sentence.
So if for example, we're talking about a time adverb.
Ja, zum Beispiel, if we look at gestern oder letztes Jahr oder vor 100 Jahren. And then we want to underline this time aspect. It's really important for us, so we start with it.
So if we go back to Helena complaining about the soup, how would we say yesterday? Helena complained about the soup in the restaurant.
Gestern hat Helene sich im Restaurant über die kalte Suppe beschwert.
Right, let's just get this clear in my head. Gestern hat Helene sich im Restaurant über ihre kalte Suppe beschwert.
Sehr gut.
Okay. So could I then try the one about meeting up with Thomas?
Ja.
It was, ich habe mich mit Thomas getroffen.
Mm-hmm.
We could say, ich habe mich gestern mit Thomas getroffen.
Mm-hmm,
But if we wanted to emphasize the gestern, would we say, gestern habe ich mich mit Thomas getroffen?
Sehr gut, ja. Right. Gestern habe ich mich mit Thomas getroffen.
Habe ich mich mit Thomas getroffen. It sounds a little bit funny to me because we're having these habe ich mich. But I guess
yes, I know it's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? But for us, it's perfectly normal.
Okay, let's look at some more examples, do a little more practice of this.
Gut, super. Vor 100 Jahren hat man sich noch nicht mit Duschgels gewaschen.
Right, you're talking about 100 years ago.
Ja.
You said, hat man sich noch nicht mit Duschgels gewaschen? So we're talking about washing.
Yeah.
People didn't wash themselves with shower gel?
Yeah, they didn't have shower gels,
okay.
No?
A very random sentence, but I like it. Okay.
But they had soap.
Yeah, soap. Yeah. Okay, so vor 100 Jahren hat man sich noch nicht mit Duschgels gewaschen.
Good, sehr gut.
Okay, I think that's definitely an interesting sentence. It's perhaps not the most common sentence that our listeners will ever have to say.
Yes, I know, I know. It's taken me quite a while to come up with it, but I really wanted to provide listeners with some useful information.
Useful information about shower gel and 100 years ago. Okay.
Exactly.
Let's take another example, perhaps something a little, I don't know, a little more day-to-day.
Yes, sure. In der letzten Coffee Break German haben wir uns mit den reflexiven Verben im Präsens beschäftigt.
Okay, we got busy with something. In der letzten Coffee Break German haben wir uns mit den reflexiven Verben im Präsens beschäftigt.
Mm-hmm.
In the last Coffee Break German, we got busy with reflexive verbs in the present.
Ja, genau, sehr gut, super.
We're going to take a short break now, and we'll be back after the break with some further practice of these perfect tenses with the reflexive verbs. And we'll also be hearing from Julia, our cultural correspondent, about a beautiful area where German is spoken.
Ja, sehr schön. Ich liebe das Südtirol.
Okay, back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Okay, today we are looking at reflexive verbs in the perfect tense. But before we go on and do some practice of that, we're going to hear from Julia. Hallo, Julia.
Guten Tag, hallo, grüezi und servus an alle unsere Coffee Break German Zuhörer. Oder sollte ich lieber hoi oder griasti sagen? I'm always mentioning Germany, Austria and Switzerland as places where German is spoken. But there are a few other German-speaking places in Europe. Did you know that Italy has a great number of German native speakers living in its most northern province? Ich frage mich, ob ihr die Region schon kennt. I wonder if you already know this region. The area I'm talking about is called Südtirol. And that's where you might hear greetings such as hoi or griesti that I mentioned earlier. I hope I got that pronunciation right. Südtirol is situated in the middle of the Alps and has about 500,000 inhabitants, most of whom speak German. People from all over the world love to visit Südtirol as it offers a great amount of things to do and see. Many tourists enjoy climbing or hiking in the Dolomites, an impressive southern part of the Alps that is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Others prefer cycling through the many valleys along beautiful clear lakes and old castles, or spending time in the picturesque traditional villages or old vineyards in a region that sees sunshine for more than 300 days each year. But Südtirol isn't only a great destination in summertime. It offers amazing places to go skiing and snowboarding in winter as well. I went there once and I remember the wonderful winter holiday I had. Ich erinnere mich an einen sehr schönen Winterurlaub in Südtirol. If you are not the adventurous type of traveler, visiting the beautiful cities of Bozen, the capital, or Meran might be just the thing for you. Apart from the fascinating landscape, I was very surprised by the many languages spoken in Südtirol. In addition to German, you'll hear Italian and Ladin, a Romance language, and depending on the area, street signs are bilingual or even trilingual. And this has to do with Südtirol's troubled past. As you may know, there is a region in Austria called Tirol. Südtirol, as the name suggests, lies south of Tirol, but already belongs to Italy. Until the First World War, Südtirol actually belonged to the Austrian Tirol and had been for more than 500 years, but was annexed by Italy after the war, which made the Südtiroler a minority in their own home country. For a long time, the language and culture of the so-called Deutsch-Tiroler was suppressed, but nowadays an autonomy agreement protects their interests. Südtirol has become Italy's economically most successful region, which is mostly due to tourism. So perhaps it's the perfect destination for your next vacation, in summer or in winter. I'm planning to go this summer, and I can say, ich freue mich schon sehr auf Südtirol. Das war's für heute. Zurück zu Andrea und Marc ins Studio. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Also vielen Dank, Julia. Das war sehr interessant.
Ja, wirklich sehr.
Also, Andrea, warst du schon im Südtirol?
Natürlich. Ich habe mich sehr gut entspannt.
Besser als in der Schweiz?
Nein, aber ich habe mich schon immer für verschiedene Bergregionen interessiert.
Okay, so you've always been interested in mountainous regions.
Yes.
Okay. And you did enjoy yourself. You did relax in Südtirol.
Yeah, natürlich.
Okay. I have gone through the Südtirol on my way between, Milan and Verona up to Innsbruck. But I've never really stopped, so I need to stop.
It's really, really nice and the food is excellent.
Ah.
Du wirst dich nicht beschweren.
Natürlich nicht. Okay, I think it's time to do some practice of the perfect tenses with our reflexive. So do you have some translations for us?
Yes, first from German into English.
Let's go with number one.
Sibylle hat sich lange auf ihre Party gefreut.
Noch einmal bitte.
Sibylle hat sich lange auf ihre Party gefreut.
Okay, would this mean Sibylle has been looking forward to her party for a long time?
Ja, genau.
Sibylle hat sich lange auf ihre Party gefreut. Okay, so Sibylle has been looking forward to her party for a long time.
Genau, super.
Nummer zwei.
Jens hat sich schon seit einem Jahr auf diese Prüfung vorbereitet.
Okay, kannst du wiederholen, bitte? Mhm.
Jens hat sich schon seit einem Jahr auf diese Prüfung vorbereitet.
Right, so vorbereiten or sich vorbereiten. Would that be to be prepared?
Ja, genau.
Yeah, okay, so Jens has already been preparing for this test for a year.
Ja, genau, super, sehr gut.
So the schon there is kind of already, it's reinforcing it.
Yes.
Jens hat sich schon seit einem Jahr auf diese Prüfung vorbereitet. And seit is causing the dative.
Ja, genau.
Good. Okay, let's try number three, please.
Wir haben uns gestern ganz schlimm gestritten.
Okay, let's hear that again.
Wir haben uns gestern ganz schlimm gestritten.
Okay, I'm struggling here. Something happened yesterday, I know that. And gestritten, would that be from streiten?
From streiten.
Streiten.
To argue.
Oh, with each right. other. Okay, so streiten sich.
Sich streiten.
Sich streiten, yeah. That would be to argue. Mm-hmm. And schlimm.
Terribly.
Terribly, mm-hmm. Okay. So yesterday, we argued with each other really badly.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we put that into, let's talk a little more about sich streiten, because that's a new one.
Yeah.
So putting that into the present tense, how would we say we never argue, for example?
Wir streiten uns nie.
Wir streiten uns nie. So we have never argued. Wir haben uns nie gestritten.
Genau.
But in this case, yesterday we really did argue.
Yeah.
Wir haben uns gestern ganz schlimm gestritten.
Genau.
Okay, good. It's good sometimes just to, especially with a new verb, to see it in different tenses. Okay, let's do one more from German into English.
Du hast dich noch nie für etwas bedankt.
One more time.
Du hast dich noch nie für etwas bedankt.
So your verb there is sich bedanken.
Mm-hmm.
So to thank oneself for something?
No, you're thanking someone else, but it is reflexive.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've not thanked someone for anything?
Yeah, genau.
So what's exactly?
You've never said thank you for anything.
Ah, du hast dich noch nie für etwas bedankt. Right, that's quite interesting there. So bedanken, sich bedanken, is to thank someone else.
Yeah.
Or to say thank you, basically.
Yeah.
So how would I say, I want to say thank you to you?
Ah, ich möchte mich bei dir bedanken.
So by is the preposition that we're going to use for the other person.
Yeah, for the other person, but for the thing you received.
So what case would by mean?
Dative.
So could I say, ich bedanke mich bei meiner Mutter für, and then we need an accusative here?
Yeah.
Für,
die Suppe.
Die Suppe, das nicht kalt war.
Die nicht kalt
die
war.
Die nicht kalt war.
Yeah, super.
We've not done relative pronouns though, so we'll leave it at that. Let's move on and do some translations from English into German.
Super.
Number 5, please.
Thomas has always been interested in politics.
Okay, would this be Thomas hat sich immer für Politik interessiert?
Yeah, so the question is, is Thomas still alive? Then we would use schon. Also, Thomas hat sich schon immer für Politik interessiert. If we say Thomas hat sich immer für Politik interessiert, he might not be alive anymore.
Right. Okay, so the schon makes it still happening.
Yes.
Right, so Thomas hat sich schon für Politik.
Schon immer.
Schon immer. Für Politik interessiert.
Genau.
Right. Okay, that's a little tricky. We might come back to that maybe with more examples in a future lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do number 6.
Caroline complained about the food at the Ritz.
Caroline obviously has high standards. Caroline complained about the food at the Ritz. I'll have a go. Caroline hat sich über das Essen am Ritz, im Ritz beschwert.
Ja, Caroline hat sich über das Essen im Ritz beschwert.
Gut, okay. Nummer 7.
Last year, Marianne concentrated on her career.
So the word for career, Karriere.
Karriere. Die Karriere.
Danke. So last year, Marianne concentrated on her career. Would this be letztes Jahr? Hat Marianne sich auf ihre Karriere konzentriert.
Genau, sehr gut.
Very fluent there.
Doch, das ist super. Letztes Jahr hat Marianne sich auf ihre Karriere konzentriert.
Okay. Und
Nummer acht,
bitte.
Last week we got a cold.
Okay, I'll have a go. Letzte Woche haben wir uns erkältet?
Ja.
Okay.
Letzte Woche haben wir uns erkältet. Super.
I thought there was something more complicated
No.
I'm looking for difficulties. I think some of the other ones were a little more difficult. Okay, that is where we're going to leave this episode. It's been quite a tricky one at times, but hopefully our listeners have enjoyed it. As usual, this is only the start. There's lots more to Coffee Break Languages, Coffee Break German. You can find our premium version of Coffee Break German on our website at coffeebreakgermanplus.com. There you'll be able to access the lesson notes, the bonus audio materials, and of course the video version of this lesson where you see all of the words and phrases on the screen of your device. All of that at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
And don't forget that you can check out our website at coffeebreaklanguages.com, where you will find more ways to practice your German, and you can also now read our interesting blog articles about all things German.
Okay, and there's a recent article on some German films for you, giving you some suggestions as to some of the films that you can watch to help you improve your German. That's it for this episode. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.